Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Today's conversation is with two leaders in Namibia's tourism private sector, Chairperson of the Federation of Namibian Tourism Association, FENATA, Nutembo Nashandi, and Joseph Kafunda, Chair of the Emerging Tourism Enterprise Association of Namibia. They discuss the tourism restart in Namibia and the government's support in the Tourism Revival Initiative. Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm on my second trip to Namibia and currently in Windhoek, where the Secretary General of the UNWTO, Zura Pololikashvili, has been paying a state visit to the country. And it's also our first visit to Africa since the pandemic. And we've had the privilege of seeing good things in Namibia and all the things that we want to even come back. But right now, I have a lady and a gentleman who are going to tell me more about the travel trade tourism in Namibia and what they've been doing to support the tourism restart. Yesterday, they had the launch of the Namibian Tourism Expo. And then they've also had a few things that they want to do to support tourism. So without further ado, Nutembo, am I right with your name?
Nutembo.
Nashandi. Nashandi, okay.
I'm the chairperson at FENATA. Okay. FENATA stands for the Federation of Namibian Tourism Associations.
Okay. Ah, so you're the chairperson?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then my very good friend that we're meeting for the first time.
I'm Joseph Kafunda. I'm the chairperson of the Emerging Tourism Enterprise Association of Namibia. Okay. So we are actually a grassroots association that supports inclusivity in the tourism, because we realize that for years since independence, tourism was kept as a private entity in Namibia. But with our association, we try to help grassroots to enter the tourism industry.
Okay, now that you're telling them about what you do and the grassroots, etc., give me a bit of an overview of exactly what your association do.
Our association, what we do, we support local Namibians who are looking to enter the tourism as a business. And we assist them with training, we assist them with marketing, we assist them to source markets so that they can have, or they know exactly which niche market they should be able to do. So that's exactly what we are doing. And for planning due to COVID-19, we have a couple of training sessions, mentorship sessions that we had planned for our member for this year. But due to COVID-19, all has been postponed to next year.
Okay, I think we'll come to COVID. COVID obviously is a disruptor in a bad light. But again, we will be, you know, expand the conversation into what you guys are doing to restart tourism. If you may. Now let me come to you, Nutembo. I'm right now.
That's correct. Perfect. Nutembo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How did you manage with COVID, you guys, or how are you still managing?
Well,
an association perspective and yeah, on the tourism side.
It's been very devastating for the past 7 to 8 months for most of our members, but we're delighted that our government initiated the Tourism Revival Initiative in early March. We'll introduce the concept, and we were open for tourists around September sometime. So we're happy that government thought to support the tourism sector, because tourism is the second contributor to our GDP. The tourism value chain in Namibia is one of the longest. I'm sure it's the same in most parts of the world. How did we survive tourism during this COVID pandemic time? We didn't survive it. Lots of businesses have been closing down, retrenching staff. And it's just been a mind-eroding time, because you don't know when next to expect an income, because of the nature of the dynamic nature of the COVID pandemic. So what have we done to mitigate all of this in between? Because I come from the Emerging Tourism Enterprises Association. So perhaps before I get into that, I need to explain what FENATA does. Okay. FENATA is the umbrella body for the private sector tourism, and we represent about 11 associations including ITEA. Our other members include HAN, which is the Hospitality Association of Namibia, NAFA, which is the Namibia Professional Hunters Association, ANTA, which is the Association of Namibian Travel Agents, and a whole load other, a whole load more of other associations. So what we do is we act as the conduit, we act as the voice for all of these associations to government. We market Namibia to the world. We try to complement Namibia Tourism Board's efforts. One of the things that we did as FENATA to mitigate this, as I was saying, we introduced the Travel Ambassador Initiative. This was introduced, when was this introduced? Around early October, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And this was surprisingly met with a lot of outrage by the Namibian public, which is also a bit understandable because tourism, the dynamic nature of tourism is not understood by all. So the idea of the Tourism Ambassador Initiative was to attract tourists from our tourists from different source markets, because our traditional markets in the EU, in North America, have not been able to come because of the shutdowns. And based on the statistics that our Minister of Environment and Tourism released in August this year, these statistics are based on tourist arrivals for 2019. It showed that 79% of arrivals to Namibia in 2019 were from the African continent. So from FENATA, we thought, you know, we need to bring awareness of Destination Namibia to the African continent. We selected an artist called Lira. She's a multi-award artist from South Africa. South Africa is one of our second largest source markets on the African continent. And she is selling Namibia to her fans and followers. So we have thought of innovative and out-of-the-box mechanisms of how we can market Destination Namibia to complement the efforts of our Namibia Tourism Board. I'll pause there for now. I miss a question?
I think it's good to give an overview, a clear what we understand, because now we are seeing that FENATA is not an association on its own, but it's an umbrella body for associations, for you guys to be able to speak with one voice.
Precisely.
From those sub-sectors.
Precisely, precisely.
Now, Joseph, I mean, I've seen that you've been on different webinars, etc. And there have been webinars, now we are living in a world they call virtual, say, or hybrid, okay? Now, how do you see the tourism restart? And the fact that you have to undergo, of course, we have to be safe with respect to COVID and having all the certificates, etc. But what is the feedback from your members with respect to the mechanism that the government have put in place, i.e. go and do the tests, get quarantine, etc.? Give me something about that.
An overview from the member is that they appreciate what the government has done during the whole COVID situation, the lockdown, the opening, the gradually opening of the border, the protocol that they have set for the tourism revival. And with that, we have looked mostly at how we can be able to mitigate through the local tourism. So we start, most of the members of Emerging Tourism Enterprise Association, since they provide services to mostly locals. So they are looking at how we can be able to tap into that market and appreciate the tourism revival through the local tourism that are going to be able to come. So they have embraced the idea and the initiative, and some of them are really hard at work. We have been together in Swakopmund. You can see Mr. Afeni is one of our members. He's really pushing.
Yes.
He's really pushing. So we together, we have embraced or hold hands so that we can accept and deal with what has been currently happening as a virus that has crippled the whole tourism sectors. But if we do hold hands, we are foot soldiers and we are ready to serve. That's all my members have been saying.
Perfect. But how inclusive do you guys come along? Because you talk about inclusivity with respect to grassroots. So then what it means is that you want to bring people, carry people along. Now, in terms of the inclusion, which is good as part of tourism and making it more sustainable, how do you operationalize that?
By looking at tourism itself, it's in a value chain business. So me being on the top there, once I get any let's say I get clients, I make sure that I direct those clients to all my members. So that is how we also empower the grassroots. That is why we wanted that inclusivity, so that whatever idea we have, we can be able to maintain and distribute work among ourselves and motivate those youngsters or those young emerging grassroots people who want to render good services. And we train them. We are currently, we're going to be launching a survey today, which has been initiated by Emerging Tourism Enterprise leadership. We're going to launch that survey is in order to understand the problem that is currently facing the grassroots, so that we can work together, together with the government, so that we can find a better solution for everybody.
Okay.
So we are looking at it, and that survey is not just going to be for the ATA members, or for all the industry. If you belong to HAN, you belong to TAZA, you belong to TAN, everybody, we want to have an inclusivity on this survey so that we can have a proper, proper data. So
that's that important.
We can be able to share with the UNWTO, we can share it with our government, we can share it with NTB, who are all our partners through this search of inclusivities.
Excellent. I think it's good, because one thing that we all acknowledge that this COVID has taught us is that there's a lot of gaps that and vacuum that we needed to fill in respect to, inclusion, sustainability, responsible tourism. And so in as much as it's obviously is a challenge for all of us, it's given us the opportunity to be able to tackle these things, because we knew it was there, but it became bare, because now that's we're all facing this challenge. But let me come back to you again, Mutembo. Now, if you look at the Secretary General coming to Namibia, Namibia is the first country in Africa for him to visit since the pandemic, okay? And, having the opportunity to engage with the leadership, the top political leaders, including the Excellency, the President, what do you think should be the benefit to the country? Or how should players like you carry that kind of message?
I think we should take full advantage of this opportunity and in the momentum of his visit to ensure that we come up and or create content to back up the Secretary General's visit, because now Namibia is on the map. We need to showcase what is so special about Namibia that instigated the Secretary General to make Namibia the first African country to visit since the onslaught of the COVID pandemic. So it's up to us as local private industry players to push each other and our members to just get as much content as possible and build awareness, create attractive packages to attract people to Namibia, to showcase why the Secretary General, for instance, chose to make Namibia his first stop.
Now, if you look at what, again, a lot of destinations are struggling. Now, we all know that the experts have even said that tourism recovery starts from domestic to regional and international. We know destinations that have literally non-existent, or there is no domestic tourism campaign. How do you pick that? How do you begin that project? Because then it means that the domestic markets have different offerings, and you may have to look at diversification. Are you thinking about in terms of the tourism? I mean, your country is like a melting pot.
Yes.
From the desert to swish between 45 degrees to 13 degrees. This is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, my point is, what do you think is a real appeal to the domestic traveler, the local traveler? Because obviously we know that the international and regional travelers' appeal is a little bit slightly different from what the locals are looking for. Do you have some idea?
I'd like to start off by just giving a tiny bit of background there.
Okay.
The way our tourism industry has been structured, it was not structured to cater for the domestic market. That is one of some of the reasons why ITEA was created, for instance. But now, having said that, it is a huge challenge that our tourism sector is facing in terms of how do we attract the domestic market to support our local tourism product. I know that there have been very, very successful initiatives, such as a Facebook platform called Local Tourism is Lekker, where our local lodge owners are able to market and showcase their establishments to the local market. And this inspired a lot of accommodation establishments to also reduce their pricing. The main challenge that our market faces is that our local people simply cannot afford to stay at the amazing accommodation establishments that are here. So one of the challenges that's facing us as an industry as a whole is how do we attract local people to spend disposable income that they don't have, because our accommodation pricing or our tourism products are a bit unaffordable for our local markets. One of the suggestions we put forward at the most recent, the last EXCO meeting we had at our Fenata board, was to consider introducing a lay-by concept. I don't know if you're familiar with that. A lay-by concept for accommodation speaks to paying for your holiday well in advance, so that by the time December comes, you've managed to pay off your accommodation installments, you know, and
A payment plan, which basically makes sure that you are flexible
exactly,
to be able to
exactly.
make a commitment.
Exactly. Now, that's a completely new concept to grasp in the tourism space, but I have introduced this to our EXCO last Friday, and let's hear how it moves forward. But those are some of the solutions, outside-the-box solutions that we have to consider in order to have domestic tourism cushion us, because we cannot be so entirely dependent on international tourism. Corona has taught us that, but we also know that domestic tourism cannot support our tourism value chain. So, that's one of the things that we have considered.
Okay.
To keep our domestic tourism afloat.
Excellent. That's fine. And I think that there was no playbook for any other destination in terms of how to manage with COVID. So there are things that we are learning and beginning to see how we can solve this problem and how we can do that.
Yeah.
Now, as we wrap up our conversation, Joseph, from your end, you know, you have the tourism revival. What exactly, you know, do you think, or what do you think about the tourism revival's correlation to having to restart tourism?
Personally, I think the tourism revival is supposed to involve, we're supposed to have a round table so that we can discuss what should be in a tourism revival.
Okay.
Because it's left a lot of gap, which people does not understand.
Okay. The industry
people, because we have been, like my chair lady said, we have been looking mostly on the Western way of market. But how about intra-Africa? Why didn't we consider intra-Africa as a way of revival our tourism industry?
Also relatively, because we have low cases as well with Corona and everything,
exactly.
etc.
Yes,
we could have attracted a lot of African countries to come in. This was supposed to be the right time where we could be having dialogues with different airliners so that they can start landing at Osea-Putako, so that we can revive our tourism. But what did we do? We had a discussion with one company, and it's the only company which is landing here in the country. So I think there's a lot of loopholes in our tourism revival. But at the same time, as a citizen of this country, I embrace the tourism revival, and I think the tourism revival should continue way forward. But we need to have a round table discussion where all the association, the government, people involved in the tourism industry, they should come so that we can have a discussion and plan better for next year.
Perfect. Ketembo, as we wrap up, tell me more about your own plan for Fenata as a chairperson taking it, I think, this year, right? Some months ago.
On the 23rd of September 2020. So it's just fairly over new. Over a month.
But give me an overview of your target, your plan, what you intend to do.
So the vision that I have for Fenata is for Fenata to be fully digitized. Before my term, Fenata did not have any digital footprint, no website, inactive Facebook page, and so forth. We've initiated all of that. And the second thing is I would like for FENATA to take a much more active role in raising Destination Namibia awareness. Namibia Tourism Board is mandated to market Namibia, fair enough. But due to the lessons that we have learned over the past 10 months as well, we understand that it's important to work as a team. And our objective in the tourism space is to get as many tourists into Namibia. And FENATA has that mandate. And we want to actively assist Namibia Tourism Board by marketing Namibia innovative ways, such as the Travel Ambassador Initiative, using brand influencers when we have hosting major international events in Namibia, because we also understand the nature of tourism is that it's important to have a social media presence. You have an influencer that will take beautiful pictures of the amazing destination, and the followers will want to immediately come and share the similar experiences and stories that these influencers are sharing on their social media platforms. And also to just have everybody in Namibia feel like they have an equal opportunity at the tourism cake of Namibia, working around that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Joseph, wrap up in 30 seconds. Why do you want to use tourism as a force for social good in terms from your end? Because you say you're grassroots.
Mm.
Now, grassroots, you're looking at tourism being a growth goal. Not only it has to be sustainable. What is your plan? What is your vision in 1 minute?
Our vision currently, we are trying to restructure it here so that everybody can be included like we have done before, and continue tapping into the grassroots so that they can understand the importance of tourism.
Okay.
Tourism cannot be adjusted, but we can be able to include everybody and make sure that everybody feel part of the cake, because at the moment it's not what they are feeling, especially grassroots level. Tourism is everybody business.
Super. Joseph Kafunda Netembo,
Netumbo Nashandi.
Netumbo Nashandi, super. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to coming back to Namibia. You have an amazing country, wonderful people, reception, security, gastronomy. I never knew you had a very good wine. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.